We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview. The Appalachian Regional Commission is out with its annual ranking of the economic status of each of the region's 420 counties. On the color-coded map that comes with the report, Central Appalachia looks like a bullseye of distress. Searching for a ray of hope, we recalled a comment made recently on Eastern Standard by geographic economist Mark Haggerty.
There is a trend that is emerging, and we think is going to accelerate, of people who grew up in rural places or people that are looking for a different kind of lifestyle that are eager to get out of cities.
It's a pattern beginning to be seen in rural places across the country. Searching for solutions for Appalachian Kentucky can take you all around rural America to places like Chinook, Washington, where Madeline Moore founded Rethink Rural to offer support and encouragement to fellow millennials looking for a different way of life.
I think a lot of us during the recession realized that kind of the typical rat race maybe wasn't what we wanted and wasn't going to lead to a lifestyle that was conducive to having a family or kind of things that seem to mean a lot to this generation.
So what does all this have to do with rural Kentucky? Again, Mark Haggerty.
If rural communities can offer them the kind of networks and institutions and relationships that they're looking for, there's a huge opportunity for rural communities to attract and retain businesses and families and reverse the trends that we've been seeing over the last decade or more.
As we heard earlier in the year from Jerry Roll of the Foundation for Appalachian Kentucky.
So when we create those kinds of communities where there's arts and culture and history that we're proud of and that we can own and acknowledge and become a place where people want to live. Those are the things we want to focus on.
Travis Martin stops by Eastern Standard to tell us why he co-founded EKU's Veterans Studies Program.
You know, it goes a little bit beyond saying thank you for your service. In my opinion, a lot of times that can begin and end a conversation before it starts. We get students who want to really have a deep understanding of vets and what they go through.
The EKU program was the first of its kind in the country. And move over corn, barley, hops, and grapes. Here come the apples.
These are apples that you would consider spitters.
Tim Wright of Lexington's brand new Wise Bird Cider Company.
You bite into them and they taste so acidic and bitter that you don't want to eat them. But they make great cider. So like crab apples, generally speaking, Wixen crabs, high slip crabs, these make great ciders because they have a lot of acid, they're really dense with sugar, and they have good tannic component as well.
Wright and his wife and business partner Greta just moved into a new space in the Lexington Distillery District. Meanwhile, across town at another Lexington cidery, Pivot Brewing, we wondered how they feel about that new arrival. Do you welcome competition?
I think we view it in a different manner. It's just a characteristic of our industry. A good analogy that I say is that the closer that we can get to Asheville in Lexington, where we have a robust community of, you know, so just small community-oriented producers where we are actually driving people to visit our city here, I think the better it is for all of us.
Plus, there are some new additions to the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU, and on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.